When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, simple thing here. You just message us. We'll contact you, try to work it all out. Hey, Brett.
Good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Thank you so much for allowing us to talk to you about what you messaged us. So will you go ahead and walk through your issue?
Yeah, I've got this situation that happened, and I'm really curious to hear what you guys would do. So I was hanging out with my girlfriend this past weekend at a bar watching football, mm-hmm. and we had been there a while, and this guy approaches her at our table and says he'd give her money if she would give him the underwear she's wearing.
Ew.
At the time. Yeah.
Like right in front of you?
Yes, right in front of me. So I'm like, wow. I said, dude, I'm her boyfriend. Leave us alone.
Right.
That's when my girlfriend pipes up and says, wait a second, how much are we talking? And I couldn't believe she said that. And uh-huh. he says, I'll give you $100 right now.
Okay. So did she say anything or?
Yeah. So he says, he offers her $100. She says, make it $200 and buy our next round. And then right away the guy says, deal, done.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Wow.
So my girlfriend goes bouncing off to the restroom, I guess. Uh-huh. And I'm just sitting there and I'm freaking humiliated. The guy's sitting across from me at our table on this bar stool.
You are sitting across from the guy who just propositioned your girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm humiliated. I'm angry. And I'm just, like, in my mind, I'm like, what the hell is happening here?
Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting there, right? It's an awkward couple of minutes. He's trying to make small talk about football. And I'm just ignoring him. Like, I just gave him my hand. I'm like, dude, don't even. Like,
right.
just. I don't even want you to look at me. A couple minutes later, my girlfriend comes back. They make the exchange, and he walks away. Right? So
so the deal's done. She got $200.
Yeah, she's got her underwear crumpled up in her hand, hands it to the guy. He hands her, I saw him hand her $200 cash, and that was it. And he walks away. Well, I'm freaking seething still.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, we're out of here.
Right.
I paid the check. I got, you know, I'm like, we're leaving.
Did you get your free round?
No.
Okay.
Look, at that point, I didn't even care. I didn't care about a beer.
Sure.
So we don't get the free round. We didn't even finish watching the game. Needless to say, it caused a major fight.
Yeah.
She said I was no fun and accuses me of, like, majorly overreacting.
Oh.
And I just can't believe that she doesn't see the disrespect in the whole situation.
Right. Right.
Right.
Now, I mean, you guys have been drinking, though, right? Do you think?
Yeah. I mean, we had been drinking for a couple hours. So uh-huh. that could escalate things a little bit. But even after we sobered up, we both still feel the same way.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like this is ridiculous and disrespectful, and there's no way she ever should have done that. And she doesn't see the issue in it.
Can I ask how long you guys have been together?
Yeah, it's been about 6 months.
Okay.
And basically, I'm just, after this happened now, you know, for the last several days, I'm just like, I'm having a hard time getting past this, mainly because I feel like she's totally disregarding my side of the story and how I feel, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, and now I'm like, majorly having second thoughts, like, okay, is this a deal breaker with her?
No, I understand. And here's the thing, like, that the disrespect that the other dude had to you, even after you said, look, I'm her boyfriend, I think I would have probably handled it the exact same way. I'd have been like, no, I mean, we're out.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm glad you said that, because, you know, I was trying to be reasonable and look at it a couple different ways, and I'm like, okay, maybe the dude thought we were just friends, or maybe the dude thought I was her brother, and then maybe it wouldn't have been, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't have reacted the same way if I was just her friend or something.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's my girlfriend. What if it had been my wife, you
right.
know? And look, I've thought about it from all different ways. Maybe if I wasn't there and she just came home and told me the story, like, hey, I was out with some girlfriends and this guy offered to buy my underwear and I made $200. I maybe my attitude would be a little bit
sure.
different, but it was like right in front of my face, And the fact that she sees nothing wrong with it is you know, obviously pretty upsetting to me.
Right. Okay. Well, we've got a ton of people wanting to chime in. And I mean, that's what we're here for. So hopefully hang out and we'll be able to, you know, steer you in that right direction. But that's kind of a self-evaluation sort of moment there where you got to wonder, you know, am I in the right relationship? But yeah, keep us posted if you would. All right.
Yeah, definitely. And I look forward to hearing what people are going to say, because I mean, I'm trying to get a grasp on, okay, am I overreacting, or, you know, like I said, is this a deal breaker?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Brett. And I don't know, maybe I'm reading the room a little bit differently, but then I see all these texts and messages like Courtney. She's like, y'all, for $200, you can have my undies 100%, especially if you ask me out on a night when I'm drinking, crying, laughing, crying, laughing.
Yeah, Julie's like, dude, she made $200. You've been together 6 months. I'm team girlfriend. And then Hannah's like, if she does that in front of him, what would she do, you know, when he's not around? So, you know, there are people on polar opposite ends of the spectrum. You got people that are just like, relax, she made $200. And then you got other people like, deal breaker, end it. That's so disrespectful.
Yeah. So this is what we need to navigate. We need to get to an answer to help Brett.
And I'm wondering too, because we did put this up on Facebook, kind of like the message that he sent us, but I think hearing him tell it might make you feel a little bit differently, because I think people kind of, you can't really read tone so much with just words in the, because people are pretty harsh again on Facebook. But I think when you hear him say that, I completely get where he's coming from.
Well, I'll post the call on the Facebook thread too, so you can actually hear him tell it as well on at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, 502-571-9970. A lot of times we can chalk things up to, I was drunk, I wasn't really in my right mind, you know, maybe my inhibitions were a little bit lower, perhaps I wouldn't have done what I did had I been completely stone sober. But Brett's girlfriend got offered some money for her drawers off her body right in front of him. She takes him up on it, gives them to him. Now he's upset and she doesn't see the issue. I mean, they've only been together 6 months and now he's wondering if he's making too big of a deal out of it, like $200 to $200. And one of the things, Kelly, I think you even brought it up, that he said was that if she had just come home and said, some guy just offered me $200 for my underwear, so I gave it to him, and look, we got $200, honey.
Yeah, and like if she was out with her girlfriends and this happened, he thinks he would have reacted a lot differently. But it's the fact that it happened in front of him.
Yeah, and so he can't really get over it, and he's like, am I making too big of a deal out of it? Is it a red flag?
And, you know, a lot of people are pretty divided. There's a lot of people are just like, dude, she made $200, relax, just be happy that she's hot enough that people want to buy her underwear. But then there are others that are just like, there is a huge issue with the fact that she didn't respect that it bothered you. Tristan said early on in the relationship, I can see why this might be a deal breaker. Mm-hmm. I've been with my husband for almost 5 years. If someone came up to us at a bar in that situation, I'd look at him to get confirmation if it was okay or if it would cause a fight. We'd probably laugh about it together, go to a nice dinner on the guy's dime. But at 6 months together and not considering your feelings, it feels super disrespectful. It's how she didn't care that it bothered you.
Yeah, that kind of is what's sitting with me. Megan says, this poor guy, I can remember a couple I used to see out at a bar, and the girl was always making out with another guy, and it was just brushed off that she was drunk.
Oh, no, no, no.
She ended up leaving him right before their wedding for another guy. The morals just don't align.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, it's not this level yet, but now Jana is on the other side of the fence. She said, if a woman came out to us and asked for my husband's underwear for $200, I'd take them off myself and hand them to her. $200, one less to wash.
Now, Jasmine, you have completely opposite take on what we've been hearing, right?
Hey, I just wanted to say that if that guy was mad about his girlfriend selling her underwear, then they're not meant to be together, because if anyone who was soulmates and confident in their relationship and with someone who they were supposed to marry would laugh at their spouse and say, hey, we just made $200 off of a $2 pair of underwear.
I mean, that's true. And maybe if they were married, it would have been different. But he's 6 months into the relationship and he's still there. I guess they're still trying to figure each other out, you know?
If they're not comfortable enough
6 months in, they're not meant to be.
All right, I hear you, Jasmine, and you sound like someone to party with. All right, have a good one.
You too. Okay, right, bye.
See you, Jasmine.
Colleen brought up a good point. Sounds like it could have been part of bachelor party shenanigans.
Mm.
Which, I'll be honest, I think on my sister's bachelorette party many moons ago, I think one of the dare, because we had these little bachelorette party dare cards that we handed out to all the girls, and one of them said, go ask a guy for his underwear.
Okay.
Now, that said, I think it's different.
I don't think
a woman's asking a guy.
I feel like he would have said, hey, I'm doing this for a bachelor party.
I think so, too.
Right.
I think so, too.
And then
Paul said the fact that it didn't creep her out when a stranger offered to buy her underwear tells me enough. Cut your losses. Move on. Sounds like you guys are probably on different pages concerning lots of things.
Now, Samantha says she's worked in bars before and much worse things have happened from what she's seen between couples. Have some young fun while you can. Her advice is she didn't physically cheat. Laugh it off and move on.
Listen, I can say, should I be upset that no one's offered to buy mine?
I think at this point in your game, yes. I would be a little bit offended that.
Should I be insulted? I'd be like, I'm insulted.
So what are we telling him? We need to like wrap it up here because we need to move on. But my thing is, even after he was upset, she doesn't understand why he's making such a big deal out of it.
That's the point I think he needs to make to her. It's like, it's not necessarily, what actually happened was super disrespectful, but it's the fact that you don't seem to acknowledge that it upset me.
Yeah.
And you didn't consider my feelings about it.
Yeah. And you know what? I agree with a lot of people that are like, look, at this stage of the game between my wife and myself, if we're out at a bar and some guy walks up to my wife and is like, hey, give you $100 for your panties. First of all, I know she would probably say no. Anyways,
I would say no.
Right.
Like, for the record, I would say no. That's gross.
Right. But even if she was like, she's like, fine, let me see the money. Put it down on the table. And then, you know, it's like, here you go. You know, whatever. It wouldn't be an issue because we've been married for so long. But I think the fact that they are just like into a new relationship is kind of the thing. So I think if he can be as honest with us as he to her as he was with us. I think that's a good starting point.
Yeah, it was a really heartfelt discussion. So I think if he sits her down and just says, listen, I'm more bothered about the fact that you didn't care I was bothered.
Yeah. Yeah, Gretchen's like, at least she went to the bathroom to take off her underwear.
That is true. Thank you for that.
And then just rip them off right there. All right. Well, hey, keep us posted, Brett. We hope the best for you. And if you want to follow up or listen back to his call, you always can. I'll post it up, WDJX.com. Click listen.